Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, citizens, that concludes season one of Tales from the Tower. The night is well over, and the sun is high. Cleaning Day was written and recorded by Caitlin Statz, with music by David Yasensky and Brandon Strader. We hope that you've enjoyed our inaugural season, and if you enjoyed it, we would welcome you to let our producers know by writing a short review on iTunes. Should you be a bit more squeamish, you can always send our producer an email instead at thelibertycomic@gmail.com. Broadcasts from Tower 4 will be taking a break for the next 3 months to accommodate the completion of Critical Research Season 2. We look forward to the exciting return on October 4th, just in time for New York Comic Con. If you find yourself needing more dramatic horror to fill your lonely nights before then we must highly recommend a broadcast called the No Sleep Horror Podcast. Tales that will not only frighten, but are also guaranteed to disturb as well. You might even recognize some of the talented voices you'll hear on their show. Well, my shift has come to an end. Next up, we have the morning news with Oriella Stolo. Oriella?
Welcome, citizens. This is Oriella Stolo with AV3, and thank you for listening to all the Atria's Lifetime news you need to know. The time is 12:20, and third shift workers should be moving along at a sky's pace to relieve our tired second shift fellows. A quick recap on yesterday's news. The Archon speech last night on the advancements of our northern and western security towers was captivatingly inspirational. The great turnout at Liberty Square was treated to a concert from the 8th Tower Quartet following the Archon's rousing broadcast. Archon Reeve ended by stating that the northern and western security advancements are only a small step towards a better and more resilient Atreus. In today's news, the next ration of nutritional absorption supplement shots have been distributed to medical technicians across all districts, so please be sure to book your slot to get your shot. Parents are reminded that interfering with the medical treatment of their children is not permissible. NAS shots are for the betterment of Atreus, helping us to advance and endure. A night out in the dazzling city lights is the best way to celebrate any day. But there is certainly only one place to seek reservations for Founding Week. The new Platinum Sky Bar off Jacob West Park is the new peak of Atrian sophistication. So call in, sit down, and grab a glass. Here at Platinum, the sky's the limit. In public safety news, all residents of Towers 5B, 5C, and 5F should have already noticed by now that the exits to these towers have been sealed. The streets are currently due for cleaning, and the chemicals for cleaning are slightly abrasive. Due to this cleaning, the doors have been sealed and the atmospheric systems have been attenuated. Please do not enter the public exterior areas of Towers 5B, 5C, or 5F. To leave Towers 5B, 5C, and 5F, please take the connecting bridges to Towers 5A and 5D and exit in the designated areas. Members of the Public Works Division will be posted in Towers 5B, 5C, and 5F, and the maintenance engineers in cleaning suits will be in the quarantine streets. So to recap, residents of Towers 5B, 5C, and 5F may not utilize their direct street access until the quarantine is lifted. Thank you, maintenance engineers, for keeping our public spaces and commuting paths clean. In other news, the trial of Atalius Morgan is set to proceed tomorrow. While his guilt is known publicly, tomorrow his testament and the witness records of all those present at the scene of his treason will be documented and processed. Atalius Morgan, previously Officer Atalius Morgan of the 2nd South Division Patrol, was spotted assisting fringers attempting to cross the no-man's zone. Atalius will be facing a death sentence for his crimes, and the fringers he was assisting have already been eliminated. Looking for a fashionable way to stay in communication throughout your day? Tillian Zhao has released the new solution for on-the-go, style-minded citizens. The new 2.5 privacy hood brings the latest advancements in short-range communication to you within a fashionable privacy fade hood. Breaking update, the cleaning quarantine for Towers 5B, 5C, and 5F have now been extended to Tower 5D. Do not try to use the 5D public exits. All residents in Towers 5B, 5C, 5D, and 5F must follow the directions of the designated maintenance engineers in regards to leaving these towers. Any member of the public seen in the public exterior areas of Towers 5B, 5C, 5D, and 5F will be detained instantly and without warning. So please, follow the instructions of the designated tower maintenance engineers for the duration of the cleaning. In Lifetime news, in response to the positive feedback from yesterday's performance, the 8th Tower Quartet will be playing two encore concerts at the Dauntless Entertainment Hall. The quartet would like to thank everyone for the encouragement and appreciation of their music, and look forward to performing again soon. The dates for the encore events are still to be determined, but will be announced shortly. Breaking update. All the Tower 5 systems have now been placed under quarantine. The window security panels have been sealed to stop the potential gases from entering into the buildings. Please, citizens, follow the guidelines set out for you by the maintenance engineers, and please stay calm during the cleaning. We are being told that the situation is under control, and that as long as citizens stay inside their towers, they should not be affected. For your safety, and that of... What?
Check the feed.
Yes, thank you. We were just informed that the Tower 6 system, the whole Tower 6 system, has been placed under quarantine. Maintenance engineers have been dispatched already to enforce the quarantine. Those of you currently within the Tower 6 and Tower 5 systems must remain inside your towers. If you are a resident of these towers, you will not be permitted to return home until the quarantine has been lifted. Please contact a fellow citizen for assistance. In addition, a brief waiting zone has been prepared for stranded residents at the Dauntless Entertainment Hall. Meal will be provided. If you are just now joining us, due to a cleaning, the Tower 5 and Tower 6 systems are under quarantine. Eyewitnesses have just reported to us that the maintenance engineers have been spotted on the ground floor of these tower systems outside, setting up roadblocks and sealing off all entrances and exits to surround these tower systems. We have been told that no other systems should be affected and that the cleaning is under control. Please listen to any maintenance engineers and keep safe, citizens. We would now like to take some callers about this current cleaning. Online, we have Ignatius. Ignatius?
Hello. I'd just like to say to everyone like myself who's been unable to reach their home due to the current quarantine that the current resting area set up for us over at the Dauntless Entertainment Hall has been wonderful. My children and I have been spending more time here since we can't return to our tower, and it's the first time that we've met some of our fantastic neighbors.
Well, that is certainly nice to hear, Ignatius. For those listening, if you are unable to return home, a space will be provided for you at the Dauntless Entertainment Hall until the quarantine is lifted. Our next caller is Verinia. Verinia?
Hi, Aurelia. I'm just a bit concerned. I'm in one of the towers in System 5, and I keep hearing yelling and loud noises from outside the windows. I can't really make out what's going on due to the emergency quarantine paneling, but it sounds like gunfire.
We can assure you, Verinia, that the noises you hear are just the result of the cleaning equipment being properly utilized by the trained maintenance professionals. The loud equipment will persist until the work is completed, and due to the noise, you will hear some yelling from the maintenance engineers. We will take one more caller, and that is Hadrianus. Hadrianus? Sorry for that call, fellow citizens. We here at AB3 try to screen our callers, but sometimes pranksters get through. Oh! Sorry for that, citizens. Our window security panels were just deployed. We are now informed that the quarantine has spread to include the Tower 4 system, which includes our studio here at AB3. For those of you fellow citizens waiting the cleaning quarantine out, keep up your spirits. Our streets and grand towers will glisten with light for years to come after the cleaning has been completed. These brief inconveniences are mere slights leading to the betterment of Atrium. Oh! Wow! Fellow citizens, the cleaning equipment certainly is loud! I would like to apologize on behalf of the AB3 station for that interruption. The cleaning equipment may be heard. The cleaning equipment may be heard clearly in our sensitive recording equipment and... Listen, though, to how diligently the maintenance engineers are working. That equipment does sound difficult to work with, so certainly...
Someone is trying to overtake our signal. We are shutting down.
Don't you dare! Fellow citizens, for those of you just joining us, the systems of towers 4, 5, and 6 are currently under quarantine due to a diligent chemical street cleaning. Please, citizens, the situation is under control, but it is a dangerous process being undertaken by trained professionals. Please listen to our maintenance engineer.
Clean
cleaning will commence. Cleaning will be completed. Optimization underway.
My apologies, citizens. Someone here at AB3 Station is playing a prank. As I was saying, please listen to our maintenance engineers and follow their directions to better ensure the quick and safe completion of the cleaning process. We can't endure...
What is that? How did it get in here?
Oh, what are you, little guy? Are you a piece of cleaning equipment?
Aurelia, get away from that thing.
Don't worry, Yamada. It's so cute!
Everyone, get out!
Why, it can't be bigger than the palm of my hand.
Get out!
Mr. Yamada, let go of me!
Get out of here! Get away from it!
Ah! It bit me!
It's not cute. Do you smell that? Do you see it? It's made out of fucking bone.
Mr. Yamada.
Not now, Aurelia. We need to get out of the recording booth.
No, Mr. Yamada, we can't.
Lock the door!
There are hundreds of them.
Reeve, look at them. They're biting through the wires. Oh. No. Those are teeth? I mean, Atrian teeth?
The feed!
Turn it off! Turn it off!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.